Rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Now you're calling me poor attention, meaning poor attention. Say you're looking for that action. Got my name all in your mentions. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. Yeah, now you're calling me poor attention, meaning poor attention.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM, where we can be open and honest about real life issues such as disability, mental health, and everyday life. Now, let's have a real conversation with WGSO host, Ron Richardson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, New Orleans. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you are on the go and on the move, you can download us on the Mixler app to catch Conversations with Ron Richardson each and every Saturday here from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And I would like to welcome my main man and very special guest and brand new friend and family member of WGSO and Conversations with Ron Richardson, Mr. Joy Peterson. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for that.
All right, man. Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson. And even though I gave you a brief introduction, I want you, the man himself, to introduce yourself to my listening audience out there.
All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Joey Peterson. So I'm a person in recovery from substance misuse disorder and mental health. And that's kind of what I would like to touch on today and some things I offer. Or we offer, I should say, where we work at.
Yeah, because Joey's from the ADAPT, Inc. organization out in Bogalusa, Louisiana, right?
Yes.
All right, man. So I'm going to give it to you, and I want you to open up and tell the people your story because you have a very, very interesting and inspirational story that has to do with drugs and alcohol and substance abuse. And we're not going to use drug addiction in this interview. We're going to use substance abuse. So tell us the story of Mr. Joey Peterson and what led to you getting involved with ADAPT, Inc.
Okay, so I'll start off with me personally and my substance use, how that started. So there was some generational trauma growing up, and, you know, as a lot of people well know, some people don't deal with that the same.
Right.
And I dealt with it by basically finding the crowd that was smoking pot and drinking and trying to hang out with the cool kids, right? And that ended up being not so cool because I have a substance use disorder disease. That led up to me dabbling in opiates by the time I was 16, and that turned into opioids when I was 20. So from there, I was on opioids for a good 12 years.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. So what is the distinction between opiates and opioids?
I'm glad you asked that, because a lot of people don't know. So an opiate is actually something pharmaceutically prescribed from a doctor, and it has medicinal purpose, whereas an opioid would be something you just go buy off the street that's maybe manufactured in somebody's mother's basement, like heroin or fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
No medicinal purpose, in other words.
Right, right, right.
So I did that for a good little while, right? And what I ended up doing is, like, my life turned into absolute misery because I chased that drug. I've OD'd over 20 times. Thank God for Narcan. I've been in and out of jail. Been to rehab a couple of times. And finally, something stuck with me the last time. And I'm 2.5 years clean now. And the way that happened is I actually listened the last time I was in rehab, took some suggestions, and ran with them. And once I did that, man, I got grounded in my higher power, which I call God.
Faith, right?
Indeed. And without that, I don't know where I would be.
Right.
So along this journey, a lot of good things have happened. So I started off working as a janitor, and then I ended up working as a tech at the rehab that I had went through. Right. And eventually that led up to this job with Project ADAPT as a peer support specialist. And it honestly just kind of landed in my lap. You know, which was great for me because it was an opportunity to help my community. Mm-hmm. I always say hindsight's 20/20, and I ended up going to rehab in my hometown. Didn't want to because I know too many people there.
Right.
Looking back on it now, my God put me there for a reason.
So tell us a little about ADAPT and the services that you know, they have to offer. We had Sean Singletary on a few weeks ago. He's a good friend of yours. And he, you know, gave us an introduction on what ADAPT is. But I also want to know from you the services that ADAPT has to offer.
Okay, so for Project ADAPT, you know, the that program, we have a few different things there. We have a prevention specialist, a substance abuse counselor, and my partner and myself, who are peer support specialists, which is a different approach to substance use disorder. We are also a 24/7 mobile opioid response team. A lot of people don't even know what that is. So.
Right. So why don't you expound on what a mobile response team is? Because I know it's a very unique job. We were talking before the show.
Right. So as far as the mobile opioid response team, if somebody gets revived with Narcan and agrees to talk to us, we're both people in recovery. So we kind of know where that person's at, and it gives us an opportunity to jump in right there and try to offer that person some hope and focus on their strengths. And
you know, the mindset.
Do something different with their life, man.
Correct. Right.
Instead of going to die. We have a couple little support groups too in the Washington Parish area. On Thursdays, we have a peer-led recovery group at 2 p.m.
What exactly do they do?
So a peer-led recovery group would be led either by Ruben or myself. And what we do is we focus on strengths, positive topics only. And it's our group, man. It's not whoever's leading the group's group. It is the peers group. And that's what a peer support specialist job is to focus on the strengths and hopes of someone and being be a living example of recovery and what it can do for you.
Right.
There's a lot of different services in ADAPT as a whole, man. I mean, a lot.
So I know what your job entails because we've talked about this before we got on air, but, you know, you're a peer support specialist. So tell us exactly what you do and how unique your job is, because from what you told me, it's a 24/7 thing. All right.
Yeah. The 24/7 thing is the mobile opioid response. So if someone calls in the middle of the night wanting to talk to one of us, we're coming, man. That's kind of what makes this unique is, in an inpatient facility, you got to go there. We'll come to you, man. We're in the community.
So now, is this just single to the community?
We serve the persons of Washington Parish.
Okay, only.
Only Washington Parish. Now, if you're in Washington Parish and you need services, we're going to serve you, man.
Okay.
But more than likely, if you're out of the parish, you're going to have a Washington Parish address for us to come serve you.
Yeah. So I want to briefly touch on, because we're going to break in a few minutes, you know, your journey again. And we're going to continue this into the second segment. But what started you, man?
As far as
drug and substance abuse. Substance abuse.
So I think what really started me was the trauma that I was trying to shove down, you know, and every bit of trauma I went through, it got worse. Like, I've lost people. I've had a couple overdoses during the time of my substance misuse, and you would think that would stop a person, but it really just made it worse. The more trauma I went through, the worse it got. It was like I wasn't trying to deal with that, and that's exactly what I was doing, was not dealing with it. So that's kind of how I found recovery, man. I just started kind of owning my stuff and dealing with it.
And, you know, that's the biggest issue with this whole thing with, you know, substance abuse is a lot of people go through pain that, you know, you may or may not even realize from childhood, and it just carries over into adulthood because nobody ever sat down and said, hey, everything is going to be okay. But you know what? We got to go to a commercial break. So this is WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, we can also be heard on the Mixlr app if you're on the go. And you can also drop us a line, 504-556-9696. 504-556-9696. I had a little stumble there, but that's okay, man. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson. I got my main man, Mr. Joey Peterson, from Adapt in the building. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to catch us on the go, you can download the Mixler app, and you can also drop us a line at 504-556-9696, 504-556-9696. And I got my main man, Mr. Joey. Joey, what's going on, man?
It's going on, man.
All right. So I want you to continue your story about how you got involved in substance abuse and what led you to that point, okay?
Okay. So I did say generational trauma, and substance abuse is a generational thing. So one of the things that I would say led me to that is my environment, man. My grandfather on my paternal side was a raging alcoholic, and on my maternal side, there was substance abuse in every way of the word you can imagine. There was some physical and mental abuse as a child, and that kind of stuck with me for a while growing up. Mm-hmm. And instead of dealing with that like a normal person, I'd go on a rampage and just, you know, IV heroin for 7 days straight, and it got really bad for a good while. Mm-hmm. Trauma is a thing that I think people deal with in different ways, and people with substance use disorder, that's how they deal with it, man. They don't. They just shove more drugs down their system.
And through experience with friends and associates and, you know, different stories that I've heard, you know, like you said, a lot of people don't know how to deal with past childhood trauma, you know, and the pain that comes along with it. Because here it is, you're a child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we all know, a child's world is supposed to be innocent and, you know, it's supposed to be comfortable for that child. But you never know what the child is going through or what the parents or families have exposed that child to. Am I right?
I agree. And, you know, like I say, it's through generational trauma, but I don't blame what I've done on anyone. Mm-hmm. I think parents are learning, too.
Yeah.
And when there's something like substance abuse going in your family for generations, it's something they're trying to unlearn, too, if they're unlearning it. And maybe they just don't know how to deal with that. And so life to me now is face it head on. There's trauma. There's always going to be. There's going to be ups and downs. Life's not always going to be rainbows and unicorns. You know, it has problems. So instead of shoving them down, I face them head on, man, because they're always going to be there no matter what.
Right. We all have our good days and our bad days, right?
Indeed. I actually like to call those challenging moments, though, because I'm the kind of person that can take a day and I can make it bad. You know, one little thing will happen. And it can be a bad day, or I can choose to go ahead and deal with it and make it a challenging and learning moment in my life. Basically, substance use and recovery from it, it's like being a child, growing all over again and learning how to deal with life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so you are working, still working, to turn your life around, and you're doing a damn good job at it.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, you know, being a peer support specialist at ADAPT would have been some of your biggest challenges working with them.
So one of my jobs in Washington Parish is to find local resources in the community to help people, like, find jobs that are in recovery, finding long-term treatment for persons in general is a very hard thing sometimes.
All right, and that's one thing I want to touch on too, and we'll get back to, you know, the other part in a minute, but finding long-term treatment, it doesn't exist for many reasons, because a lot of companies don't have the funding. Am I right?
I agree with that 100%. You know, we are completely government funded, as you know, and sometimes people just don't have the funds. There's a couple of good long-term places, but to get someone in, you know, you would need a month's notice. So you'd basically have to be a miracle worker if someone walked in the door today and said, I need to go to long-term right now. Mm-hmm. It's challenging. It has its challenges finding different resources, you know. And then one of my challenges, too, was not approaching this as a clinical approach, because that's not what we do, man. Right. We focus on strengths. We can give you resources, but I'm not a clinician at the end of the day.
Right.
I'm just a person there trying to build on your strengths and hopes and help you build a future in substance abuse recovery.
Right. And I think the, you know, that's the mentality a lot of people go into this with, is, you know, okay, they're abusing substances. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to help them medically. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's a good thing, but at the end of the day, you have to get down to the core of the situation. And, you know, sometimes a lot of people who are abusing substances, they're looking for somebody to talk to or somebody to help them through whatever they're going through. And then you can incorporate the treatment, right?
Yeah. Indeed. Right. You know, peer support is always an optional service, but we're here if you need us. We can relate to that situation. You know, I've been in the active substance use disorder disease, and I have it in remission. That's what I call it because, you know, I put one in me, it's off to the races. So I just stay abstinent, man. Right. But if someone wants to have someone they can relate to, you know, as I said, my partner's in recovery too, but we have two different backgrounds. So I might be able to relate to this person and they might be able to relate to them.
Right.
And as far as the clinical approach, you know, that focuses on the problem. That's what it's done. And this is a proven method that focuses on the progress, not the problem. You know, we focus on the hope. Let's move forward, man. Let's not stay stuck in the problem.
Right. And you said something interesting a little while ago. You said, you know, we were talking about during the break, you know, it's a different situation, you know, when you're hanging out and you may do one or two or three beers, you know, with the guys. But somebody who is a recovering substance abuser as yourself, you know, it's totally different. If you drink one beer or, you know, it's off to the races.
Indeed. Right. You know, some people can sit down and occasionally have a drink or two, and that's okay. I can't knock that, man. I've accepted the fact that I can't do that. The minute I put anything in me that alters my mind, it's over with. Like, I'm going to burn it to the ground, for sure. No doubt in my mind.
All right, man. So what other programs does ADAPT have to offer the community of Boca Luce, or Washington Parish?
Okay, so there's also a domestic violence side to ADAPT. We have a youth coalition, which is great, man. They do all kind of stuff. And I like to talk to them, too, because, you know, it is very repetitive. But abstinence. When I talk to those children, I'll tell them the only way you're never going to know if you have this disease is if you've never tried to put anything in your system. And I love having that because those are the people that are going to reach other children. Somebody that's junior high, high school age might not hear me.
But because they can relate.
Yeah, but they might hear their peer when it's coming from them. So there's all kinds of prevention methods there in place. There's a lot of different programs that we do. We do a lot of outreach, too, which is awesome.
All right, man. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. I got my main man, Mr. Joy Peterson, in the building talking about substance abuse recovery, man. I appreciate you, and I need you to hang tight for a little while longer, okay?
I appreciate you, too, man.
All right, man. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Don't miss Herd's Louisiana Live from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday. Paul Herd exposes and explains state government's daily shenanigans, exposes our excess taxes, and explains how we can get to real community safety. Herd will challenge your legislators to repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. Herd's Louisiana Live is coming in hot every day at 4 p.m. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812.
Come today.
USA News Update. A brutal heat wave blasting the country is expected to cool down in several states.
Tens of millions of Americans were under heat advisories Friday from California to New York as daytime temperatures skyrocket and nighttime lows sit about 10 degrees hotter than normal. National Weather Service forecasters say a lot of the heat is expected to dissipate by late Saturday, leaving behind chances of thunderstorms and mild temperatures into next week.
Ryan Daniels reports a cold front should bring an end to the heat wave on the East Coast, while the streak of 110-degree days in Phoenix should come to an end. Five people were wounded in the shooting in Seattle.
Police say the shooting happened just before 8 Friday night in the parking lot of a donut shop in King County. Two of the victims are in critical condition. No arrests have been made. Police don't have a motive at this point.
Brent Siegel reporting. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on...
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. You can also catch us on the go. Just download the Mixlr app, and you can catch past episodes of Conversations with Ron Richardson on the app as well. Remember, guys, drop me a line or drop us a line if you want to talk to myself or Joy at 504-556-9696. 504-556-9696. And I'm talking about recovery and healing from substance abuse with my main man, Mr. Joy Peterson. How you doing, bro?
Good, man. Good. Right.
You got over that first little glitch of nervousness, right?
Yeah, I'm excited now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So your story is a unique one, to say the least, man, because you've been through a lot. You're 34, right?
34.
And you said it, you know, before we got on the air, man, or I said it, you lived the life of 10 men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and not all those lives were fun.
Right.
Some of them were horrid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done some crazy stuff, man.
Right.
I'd say I've done a complete 180 at this point.
Mm.
And, you know, like I said before, life's not always top of the notch. But
right.
I take a challenging moment or a bad day over, you know, me burning the whole town down.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that we always touch on here at WGSO and Conversations with Ron Richardson is mental health,
mm-hmm.
and being differently abled. And we were talking, you know, before we got on air, and you were talking about you touched on the differently abled community. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, or may not realize, that the differently abled community has a lot of substance abuse involved with it too.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, man. It doesn't mm-hmm. discriminate against anyone.
Right.
It doesn't matter your creed, your religion, your race, anything. None of that matters. Anybody can get targeted with this disease. And one of the things I see in the differently abled community
mm-hmm.
is a shortage of options for care. Now, I'm not saying a detox or an inpatient for 28 days wouldn't mm-hmm. accept a differently abled person.
Right.
But then after that, some people need more help. Sober living, long-term care, a lot of these places aren't accessible for differently abled, the people in the differently abled community.
Right.
And that's not fair to them, man.
And that has been a complaint of mine ever since I became an advocate for the differently abled community, because I myself, as many of my listeners know, suffer with cerebral palsy. Even though there are a lot of resources, it seems like they're not enough.
I agree with that, man. Yeah. I don't think there can be enough resources for anything when it comes to physical or mm-hmm. mental health. You know, the more we have, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in resources, because that's how we're going to help people
right.
at the end of the day.
And if you can't provide something, hopefully there's somebody out there that can, right?
Hopefully. Sometimes right. it's a challenge, but mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, we're going to get it done pretty quickly if we need to find you some different resources.
All right. So, you know, before we went to the break, you touched on what ADAPT does for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So expound on that a little bit more and tell us some more about the programs and the things that you guys do in Washington Parish.
Okay, so as far as the Youth Coalition, man, they're out in the community. Prevention, prevention, prevention. That's what they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's evidence-based. It works. If it's done right, it works.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer all kinds of services. They'll go to different schools and talk about the dangers of vaping, smoking, marijuana, mm-hmm. any of it, because there's dangers to any of it, you know?
Right.
Like, as a person with the disease of substance use disorder, I know that for a fact. So I think that's pretty cool. And the biggest thing that I like about our services is they're all free. Free, 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 free.
Say that again.
Free, free, free.
So when Sean was here, he touched on suicide prevention hotline. Can you give us a little information on that also?
Yeah, 988. That's the suicide prevention hotline mm-hmm. number, I believe. Yeah. And that's 24/7, man. There's always someone on call. So if someone's struggling with thoughts of suicide or harming themselves, which I've done before, mm-hmm. and I didn't even know about this, so I think people need to know about it, man, because mm-hmm. back then, in my active addiction, I'm going to say that because it was just easier.
Right.
I've had the thought it'd be easier to just take myself out. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that we have that, man. There's a lot of peer support specialists on the other end of that line that have struggled with those same thoughts and can relate to where someone's coming from. So I think that's a good thing, man.
And, you know, that's another thing I want to touch on, too. When you're in, let's just say, your state of addiction, you don't necessarily think about how this could be hurting your family or your friends or the people you associate with.
Oh,
or the people that love you?
Not at all, man. Addiction is a very selfish disease. Just like the opioids, man, it comes with a lot of physical, mental, and I would go ahead and say spiritual pain, too.
Mm-hmm. And you touched on that, too. Your faith has played a major role in your recovery.
I would say the biggest, honestly, because, you know, that's what I have to lean on. No matter where I'm at, that's what I have. I can be alone and I don't have to be lonely.
Say that again. Yeah,
I can be alone and I don't have to be lonely.
Yeah,
because I have faith in my God, right? You know, and going back to the selfishness, I've hurt my family, I've hurt my friends, I've hurt everyone around me, and I don't miss that, man. Mm-hmm. That I basically had to, you know, put that guy in the ground and start building this whole new person.
So it's a rebirth, so to speak.
Indeed, and you know what's cool about that is the inpatient I went to is the same hospital I was born in. It was an actual hospital at the time, so
okay,
I was born there, and then I got reborn there.
Right.
So that was awesome. And the selfish thing has to turn to selfless in my recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I don't want to do things, but there was a lot of things I didn't want to do when I was in active
when
addiction,
you were in that state,
that
right.
I did too. So right. I try to go just as hard or harder for my recovery, because that has to be like the number one priority in my life. Without it, I'm no good for me. So how can I be good for anyone else?
For your family also.
Exactly.
And the term I like to use always is you have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Oh, I agree, man. You know, in my experience, I didn't even know I was sick and tired until I just laid there for a month and figured that out by listening to people that actually explained how my brain was operating.
Mm-hmm.
That helped me out a lot. You know, I don't think anybody finds recovery without really being sick and tired of that old life.
And like I said, man, you know, people don't think that addiction is a mental thing,
right,
or it, you know, can destroy your mental health. And, you know, really, when you're in that state, you know, the average person who's not using doesn't feel the things that, you know, a person who's using feel. Am I right?
Oh, I agree. You know, depression and anxiety are a couple of things I'm in recovery from myself, because it comes with that territory, honestly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd say you'd feel it a lot harder if you're in the middle of substance abuse. It still hits me from time to time, but it's not bad because I'm in recovery from it. You know, I'm actually on medication and moving forward with that. I want to go back a little bit, too, if you don't mind.
That's fine. Yeah.
To the, if someone's not ready. So something I believe in is we can bring the bottom up, man. You don't have to fall as hard as you could have fallen. I like to call these the yets, you know. I've been to jail. I've been clinically dead. All of that. And some people haven't done that yet. But I can kind of explain to them that it's happened to me, and that's exactly where this is going, you know. In my own personal terms, basically.
Sure.
So you don't have to go to jail. You don't have to die. You don't have to hurt your family anymore, because that's what substance use does for you. Absolutely nothing good.
Right. Right.
So rock bottom can be hard, or it can be harder. That's kind of how I feel about that.
All right, man. We're going to put you on pause right there. We're going to touch on that a little bit more when we come back from this break. This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson, and you're listening to WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. We can also be heard if you download the Mixlr app. Hit us up, 504-556-9696. I got my main man, Mr. Joey Peterson, in the building. We'll be right back after this.
Look at the sky. It's the color of love. There must have been an angel by my side. Something held me, came down from above. He led me to you. He led me to you.
When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Tune in to The Chris McKay Show every Saturday at 1 p.m., where you'll explore and discover the secrets to health, wealth, and a better living with some of the country's foremost experts. So tune in this weekend. We'll help you feel better. We'll help you live better. It's The Chris McKay Show right here on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, we'll visit with presidential candidate Bishop E.W. Jackson. We'll talk about his platform and where his vision is for the United States of America, talk about his ideology, and how he compares to the other candidates running. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Coming back with a little Stevie Wonder. You like that one?
I did.
Yeah, man. He's digging it. He's digging it. So, man, I want to welcome you back also, man. And I also want to tell you again, I appreciate having you here and you coming down to do the interview with me, man. And, you know, I'm just really inspired by your story. And I just want to tell you, keep striving, man. Keep striving.
I appreciate it, man, and I appreciate being here because one of my biggest things is I believe in getting my story out there. Mm-hmm. If I can come from what I came from and find recovery, someone else can too, man.
All right. Newly married, man.
I am.
Yeah.
May 27th.
Wow.
Shout out to Kelly.
Okay. So anybody else you want to shout out?
Sure. I saw my mother and my grandmother posted on your Facebook page, you said.
And they also contacted me, yeah.
And then my children and my bonus children, too.
Okay. Yeah. So how's life being a dad, man?
Man, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool watching a little human grow up and at the same time breaking generational curses while you're watching that human grow up.
That's
man.
The key. That's the key. Yeah. So addiction, substance abuse, man, you know, and your faith. When it comes to, you know, the things that you've learned when you were using, you know, up until now, like, what are some of the biggest lessons that you've taken away from those times?
So some of the biggest lessons I've taken away, like I said, one of them is I had to completely change. Like, don't do this and don't do that. It could be something as simple as telling a little white lie, as people like to say. Mm-hmm. I can't do that because I can't live with that. Recovery has turned me into an honest man, sometimes honest to a fault. And
when you say honest to a fault, let's touch on that and shoot on your personal experience.
So is that honest to a fault means basically if someone calls me in my recovery program and asks me something, I'm going to give them my honest opinion because I'd rather be honest with them and not hurt the both of us.
Whether they want to hear it or not.
Exactly.
Correct?
Exactly. Some people don't want to hear those things, but that's the things they need to hear.
They're not sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Indeed.
Right. All right, man. So, you know, how's the ADAPT family, you know?
Man, it's very tight-knit. Right. You know, we're all in it to help people.
Shouts out to the coolest brother.
Sean Singletary,
man. When he came in, he looked like the Blues Brothers, one of the Blues Brothers, yeah, man. So, you know, so shouts out to Sean, man, and thank you for all that you do. So, you know, your experience with ADAPT and the ADAPT family, continue on that.
So, we're a very tight-knit crew, man. It's like a family in there, I would have to say, because everybody's in it to help someone. You might be in this position over here, but if someone says, hey, I need substance use help, I'm over here.
Right.
And then if I need your help, you're right there. Mm-hmm. I know I can call anytime. And somebody's going to be on top of that, man, because we're all in it to help the community in our own way.
So what do you do when a person, or should I say, has a person ever refused or turned down help or didn't think that they needed it at that particular time?
I would say I've ran into that in my personal experience.
Okay.
Like I said, in my peer support role, this is an optional thing. So I can't say, oh, well, you should do this, this, and this. Now, our substance abuse counselor can say that. And I have definitely seen that in my own experience with different areas, you know.
Right.
People don't want the help. Or one minute they want to appease someone, and the next minute they don't. They're just not tired enough yet. But right. In my role, whether it's a person in recovery or a peer support specialist, which kind of go hand in hand, my job is to try to help them bring that bottom up and realize where they're at and try to say, look, this is the positive. You know, even if you just walked in the door and said, I need help, that's positive, man. That's a step.
That's a start. That's a stepping stone, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. So what are some of the toughest things that you've seen since your involvement with ADAPT?
So the toughest things are usually things like, oh, did you hear about that 17-year-old that overdosed last night?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that 20-year-old that overdosed last night? Our parish has the number one overdose rate in Louisiana, and that's tough sometimes, man, because that's bad news. It's an epidemic everywhere, but you don't want to hear about that in your hometown, especially not younger generations.
Right, because there's so much that, you know, they have left to do.
Indeed.
Right.
And what's crazy is, you know, when I was abusing substances, there were substances, you know, you say, I hate to even do this, but if you say, I want to try an Adderall, you got an Adderall. These right. children these days might say, oh, I think I'll try an Adderall, and it's pressed fentanyl, and they're dead. Because and they wanted to try something.
That's the thing, man. You know, times have changed. from the time when you and I growing up, because, you know, we're around the same age. You know, the drugs are not the drugs that, you know, not promoting that, but you don't know what these substances are mixed with.
Indeed. It's a major problem because, you know, children experiment. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm glad for the abstinence programs, man.
Right.
It's so repetitive, but it's so true. You know, like I said before, you might try one and realize, oh, I have this disease. Or you might try one and you might never wake up again because of different things being pressed into these things. And it's getting worse. Like, they're mixing xylazine, which is a tranquilizer, with fentanyl, which is already poison. So it's bad, man.
And you realize that, you know, the dealers, they don't care.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make a buck.
Or they don't care, or they might not even know, you know.
That's another thing, too.
Because, you know, they might say, hey, I want this, and they might not be aware that this is not what they said it was, the person they got it from, and they might just care to make a buck. I would also say being addicted to money is a disease in itself, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of hard for me to see that perspective, too. I get it, like, people have to survive, but at the same time, you're selling poison.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's next for Mr. Joey Peterson, man?
Man, hopefully eventually what I'd really like to do in long term is substance abuse counseling. That's my ultimate goal, because I've been there, done that, and I would really like to try to have both roles, man. I can focus on the clinical side then,
right,
or
right.
The strength. Like, hold on, let me put this hat on, you know?
Right.
So that's the ultimate goal for me. Mm-hmm. As of now, goals change, but that's what I have.
All right, man, since you've turned over a new leaf and, you know, you're how many years sober now?
2.5 years.
2.5 years sober. Like, what are some things you like to do for fun?
Man, I like to hang out with my children a lot.
Yeah.
They're pretty fun. And my wife, my family in general, really. We'll do different things, like go to the park. We're actually planning on going to the zoo on Monday, which I think is pretty awesome. Yeah, man. Pretty family oriented.
All right, man. That's what it is all about. And I just want to tell you, man, thank you and all the best to you in the near future, man. All right?
I appreciate
it. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Man, again, I'm just grateful for the opportunity. And I really hope this reaches to someone and helps them.
All right, man. This has been Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, you can also download us on the Mixlr app, and you can also find me on Facebook. Just search for the Ron Richardson Facebook page. You can also find me on Instagram at Ronald_Richardson_Jr. All the best to you guys. I will see you guys next week for another episode of Conversations with Ron Richardson. Peace and love. See you guys next week.
Baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League.